We prayed for a lot of people there last couple of nights. I never, you know, you people got a lot of little kids running around here, eh? Man. I'm going to preach a little about something this morning on here. We had a good one. God blessed. And it seemed like to me what he really wanted to do is touch those little children the way it, he kind of got the old ones out of the way and then reached around and done things. I saw the power just popping and going. You know, they got their lives still yet a little ahead of them. And the translation is near and it's getting closer. And each revival, he reveals just exactly the conditions of the people and just exactly what is going on. You should never miss a revival if you can. Stay in as much as you can. Sometimes I got to have rest a little bit, but I prayed four straight nights in a row besides my other work, and I was glad to do it for the Lord. You know, sometimes he calls a man away from the people, and he can't help it. He did me one time, and I didn't want to. I was enthusiastic when I was young. And go ahead and be seated. I'll pray for you while you're sitting down. And I was real young still. You know, young, much younger than I am now. And I'd been in ministry about probably three or four years, and I just started going good and everything, and the Holy Spirit, he even spoke greater than he did when he called me. And, oh, he said, you're going to halt now. And I'm just getting started, see? And, oh, how I love to go to those auditoriums. You know, you see so many miracles, so many people helped. And when you're getting started like that, it just does you so good that, you know, the how God has really moved on his people. So many need help. And then after I had many, many revivals, and then the Lord spoke to me, and point blank, and I heard him too, and he revealed things to me, and he says, you're going to come aside now. And then he began to speak to me at night, and I'd get up and write something down. One time I wrote about 50 things down, and then he told me what kind of paper and what to do, and I wrote them on there. You know, I never have been a writer, and I learned to speak as God learned me to speak. But from the first time, I just started going like that, and he did. And he called me off, I think, before I saw the people again, about probably 5 years or so. I don't know exactly. I haven't took track of it. And he called me aside, and he went to the nation instead of going to auditoriums. And I went everywhere with a message like that. Now, today, listen to this right here. Maybe possibly God brought that in because I'm going to talk about this. Watchful. Who's ready? Oh, yes, he did. Amen. Who's ready? The word that God gave was, be ye also ready. How ready? See? Look at Wednesday. How ready after that? How ready are you? You look at this right here. You see? Lukewarm, settling all over the churches, all over the nation, and God said he would cast out the lukewarmness. He would literally spew, cast out away from him while he brought his people in. They're going to be spewed. Well, we already see it happening. We see it all the time. Hey, God's moving. I think I've got somebody's sore spot in there. I'm so anointed that you cannot escape. Because if I go to another church, I'll help you get there. The people, maybe I've been working too hard. The people, they're haphazardous. They're careless. And they're the excitement, enthusiasm. They've allowed inflation. They've allowed the problems, the cares of this life. They've allowed it to steal the victory that God has already given. How many of you believe that? Oh, my, haphazard, careless, be careful. We're nearing that hour, boy, where that separation point is coming. And like I say, that spewing out has already begun. I've seen that way back. It's starting and it's going on and been on and the pruning and all of that. And he gets it where he is, then he's going to have a fast, quick work. Backsliding. Listen to this right here. No man having put his hands on plow and looked backwards, see, is fit for the kingdom of God. And God would speak for Israel, do something, and they go back, look backwards, go backwards. In this generation, God gives a great revival. After a little while, they start looking backwards. They look backwards at this, and they look backwards at that, and pretty soon, the devil catches up with them, amen? And they look back, and the cares of this life, they keep looking back. Remember, saith the Lord, Lot's wife, look back. That'll fit right with that same scripture there. And she looked back just for a moment there. And she lost the scope of the whole thing at that time. And I kind of believe that is, he said, like in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be when the Son of Man shall come again. And I kind of believe, like I talking this morning, and this point's coming out now that I didn't really realize, just before he comes, you're going to have the group, and they're going to be like Sister Lot. And just about the time the Lord comes, they're going to look back and it'll be over with. Because he said, just like Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be when the Son of Man comes again. So you cannot erase that. Lot's wife in that point right there. That's the way it's going to be. What are they doing? Falling by the wayside? If you preach a sermon to correct them, they get mad. They either don't go to church anywhere, or they go somewhere to where that it's preached like they want to hear it. Nice, soft message, music, soft. Be careful, you'll wake them up. I'll fire that organist, you'll wake them up over here. And you don't preach too loud, my God, you'll wake them up and they won't give us no more money. Keep them asleep, in there, and then we can rob them. How many of you are still with me? Sure, that's like that. If you want to hear the gospel, you got in the right place. If you don't want to hear the gospel, you haven't got in the right place. Amen. That's the Lord. He's talking to his people there. So look back. When you get started with the Lord, you keep on looking back, and the next thing you know, you're gone back out in the world. You're finished in there. You know, a lot of times, I've seen people that witness, and they'll witness and witness for God, but if they ever quit witness, many times they'll just sit down and they'll backslide. Witnessing is some type of motor in you to keep you going and to help other people. How many of you believe that? Testify. Tell of his wonders. Tell of his works. The church at the end of the age, the ones that's going to be swept out, those are the ones, ye are my witnesses. Go ye. He didn't say just me. He didn't say just you. He said all of you, go ye into all the world and witness some way or another. You may not be all preachers, but there's a lot of laymen that God uses. But you're all witnesses to that fact. Even you little children can witness once in a while when you feel the power of God coming on you there. Backsliding by losing the Savior or the salt. Now, if you lose the salt that's within, that is the vitality, the life, the taste, then Jesus said, ye are good for nothing but to be trampled on, stomped on, and then thrown out. That's the scripture. If you want me to read it, I better read that to you. He said here, you're the salt of the earth, but the salt lose its savior. Wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and be trodden underfoot by man. How many of you believe that? Matthew 5, chapter 5. How many of you believe that? If you lose the excitement, the life that the Spirit gives, and the value and the power of the Holy Spirit, if you lose that and you don't have that Holy Spirit of power and divine love in you and all that goes with that and his power, he said you are good for nothing. How many of you believe that? That's exactly right. You say, boy, see, the thing about that is I didn't say it. Behold, I said it, saith the Lord. That's right. I didn't. He did. If you want to argue with him, you know, you can argue, but you'll never get anywhere. You cannot change his word, and you will not change what comes out of it there. Now, on the other hand, those that keep their eyes open and watchful, what I'm trying to do, not criticizing people. A lot of people had something to do, maybe. Other people just don't care. You get the point, don't you? Somebody maybe had to work. Somebody had to do this. But as a general rule is, that's only a small percentage. Yeah. You've got to be alert. Be watchful. And you've got to keep the Holy Spirit, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, it's going to leak out. You're going to be like the foolish virgins out in there. You got to stay awake. And you cannot let the devil, don't look back. Those who continue in God's word, listen to this right here, we're saved. They who endure to the end, they shall be saved. Now that is, no matter what, how the wind blows, no matter how it knocks you down, no matter what Satan does, no matter how many tests and trials, no matter what you do, if you endure, you brush it out of the way and you knock it off and you get it out of the way, you shall be saved. There's no ifs, ands about it. They that continue are my disciples indeed. If you continue in my word, ye are my disciples. They that continue. Now, they didn't look back. They didn't quit. They didn't get out of the way. They continued right against the fierce winds of Satan and all of the storms that he could blow. They continued right on down the line there. This is right here. The honest. And the good heart brings forth fruit with patience. You see, a ministry tried as mine, and still bringing forth fruit all of this nation and in this building here, has been a tough one. Old Satan said, he's the one, I'm going to get him and stop him, but I'm still going. And you say amen. If you look at the story with no one, no system, nobody, just me and the living God. If you look at the story in the background and see how God hurled this thing up without a dead, you're looking at faith. And you're looking what God did without men. I don't have anybody to give account to but Him, and that's enough. Amen. And I have to give account for every word that He gives me. Despite what they say, despite what they do, and many times when the people are not listening just right, like Moses, He'll call him off. Like Elijah, He'll get him out of the way for a while. Like Paul, He'll put him aside for a while. You have to watch. And the people don't listen, then God does things differently. It happened once in my ministry. We're getting so close to the translation, there can't be much time lost. And I trust in all that He does, in His divine wisdom. Amen. So, the honest and good heart brings forth fruit with patience. It won't all come at once. It won't all happen overnight. Some things will definitely happen overnight. Miracles happen all of the time. But God guiding His sheep, and He's bringing them in such a way that hardly anybody notices how He's doing it. Satan is confused. He don't know all of God's plans about it. He just don't know. Men, while God did it all, they said like they was asleep. Ha! And all of a sudden, the corner ear come up, and it was ready to take in. How many of you believe that? The honest and good heart brings forth fruit. But oh, that patience. And James 5, three times that patience with the coming of the Lord. Because there was going to be a real travailing. There was going to be a real opposition. There was going to be a real challenge. And a lot of that challenge came right from so-called Christians themselves out there that pushed against the great thing and the real thing that God is going to send to His people. He's trying to get you in a place to where you're able to lock in on it and go away with Him. So the honest and good heart brings forth fruit with patience. And patience, you possess your souls. You get somebody, you know, over here and dart here and there, and they don't know, and they get confused, and they don't know what doctrine, they don't know where they're going, they don't know if this right, the Trinity right, the one God right, this right or that, and the healing right, and that right, and this right. And you get somebody like that, they don't have any patience. And they cannot possess their souls. But with your patience and listening to the Lord, sometimes the journey is hard and it's long. But patience, you're going to possess the kingdom of God. And that word was put in there in many places for a reason, that we'd be faced at the end of the age. Patience. And God will do the unbelievable. He will do signs, wonders, and miracles, not only as you see them done by God's servants, but they'll be done by people that obey the Lord and His great wonders there. So in your patience, you possess your souls. You know, so many people say, I can't wait any longer. I've waited on the Lord 20 years. Now I'm going to go out here for a while and kind of just roll around and go around. I can't wait no longer. Well, more and more they're doing that, and that's the hour He said He was going to come in, and that was a sign to us not to follow them. Can you say amen? How many of you believe that? You don't follow them. You follow the Word of God. So many of them going out, you know, like that right there. Now it said, abide or be cast forth. If you abide in me and I abide in you, you must abide or you be cast forth. You abide in Christ. You abide in Christ's Word. You abide what God said and what Christ said in the Word of God. Because if you do not abide in the Word of the Lord, you're cast forth. That's the end of that. Oh boy, isn't this good? That's really cast forth there. Those who keep His commandments abide in Christ's love. If you do what He says, and you believe of what He promised and what He's going to give you, then you'll abide in love. And you'll believe in what He said. It'll come to you like that. Watch that ye may be counted worthy to escape all of these things that's going to come upon mankind. He said, watch that ye be worthy to escape all of these things. And Jesus had went down through there and what the book of Revelation said, all of those things that are coming. But if you're watchful and you're alert and you're not slothful, then you're going to escape and you'll be worthy to stand before the Son of Man. How many of you believe that? You know what? It's going to be identical to the days of the flood, identical. The days of Sodom and Gomorrah, they're going to look back. And the Lord's done come and gone. He has it all timed, almost as if he didn't even allow those people to look back until he said so, being they wanted to look back so much. And it's got it timed in his calendar. If ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples. And the reason he said, if you continue in my word, is a lot of people will start off with the word of God, and you will say, boy, that guy's got the word of God, the person preaching the word of God. And the next thing you know, they're continuing in some kind of a watered-down doctrine that has nothing to do with God anymore. How many of you believe that? It's if you continue with this word, not the organization and dogmas and trends and all those things that they have. Don't continue in the church rules, the church laws, and different things that they have in there, and what mankind, their boards have set up. That don't mean anything to the Lord. See, they don't have any vitality at all in there. But continue, if you continue in my word. So many, after they continue for a while, they jump out and they get something that's more adaptable to their character, more adaptable to what they want to do, more adaptable in there, see, to what they want to preach and what the people want to hear. But you, in the beginning, when you had the word of God, you continue with that word of God till you see Jesus. In fact, saith the Lord, that's how you will see me. My! You get with the word and you go out with the word and you go back to the word. How many of you believe that? And you see me. You see who Jesus is? How many of you believe that? Glory to God. Watchful. Who's ready? See? The word was, be ye ready. The other word he said, in an hour ye think not, be ye also ready. For in an hour you think not, the Son of Man cometh. And from looking at the signs on the earth, and even around here sometimes, looking at the signs that God gives, that we see everywhere, the people are not ready. They're not ready where he wants them. But, oh, I can feel and see the blowing in that tree. And I know that God's got something good for them that continue in his word and continue in his anointing that he's got. He has abundance of it. And we're going to receive it. The world don't have anything that I want out in there. How about you? Amen. You continue right with him, and he'll bless your heart. This is a time, so remember, don't look back. The honest and good heart gathers fruit with patience. And all of a sudden, it'll all bloom. And the next thing you know, it'll all be gone. He will take the flower from this earth. And I pray that every one of you that are here, some probably are not here this morning, maybe this cassette will get to them. I know the people on my list, every one of them, many of them don't have a place to go to church. And I get so many that they're rejoicing. Oh, keep the cassettes coming. Keep the scripts coming. It is life to me. It's just to read it and to read the Bible with it. I put so many scriptures, you got to read the Bible. They can't get loose from it. And it just blesses them because they're in out-of-way places where there's no spiritual churches. Some do have churches probably they go to. But, and right here where we're at, it's such a blessing that God gives. And I pray this, and all of my heart, all of those that are on my list, I haven't forgotten any of those people. Every day I reach out for you, and none of you fail me out there either. And God's hand's on you, and don't you let the devil tell you that he's not on you. You hear my voice here? God is talking. My hand is upon you, saith the Lord. That devil, he's trying his best to get people to fall by the wayside, but he won't. And when you continue, you haven't gotten long to wait. Oh, you know, I said the other night, the sun is setting on this generation. It's ready to go down on this generation. And all of my heart, I believe this is our generation that will see Christ that we're living in right now. And according to the fig tree prophecy, it's getting closer and closer. So right now is a time to be alert, a time to be awake. Give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You know, the Lord in all of His kindness, His goodness, I want you to stand to your feet here this morning here. If you need salvation, all you have to do is to take the Lord Jesus in your heart. And when you take Him in your heart, you get back to some of these prayer services. We've been praying four straight nights in a row. I don't know what He'll have me doing next. But you can just sit out there in that anointing. You give your heart to the Lord, and you'll be a different person. I notice in praying these little children, you can tell they've been sitting in this building, little eyes, you know. I know children are children. They get a little mean once in a while. But laying all aside, boy, they've been through this anointing in here. How many of you believe that? That helped them little kids. And sometimes, I want to tell you little kids in school, sometimes you have that anointing on you, you get mad at you up there, and you won't know why. You just keep happy. Amen, amen, amen. All right. Are you ready? Let's come through. And God bless you. If you want to sit down until they get through, go ahead.